You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Monday, August 14th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. The latest in Maui. Nonviolent crime in Los Angeles. Artificial intelligence music. And very real music. That's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, the death toll in Maui is now at 93, deadliest wildfire in American history. But here is the most devastating figure so far. Of the destroyed area, only 3% of it has been searched so far. Only 3% searched. And of the 89 bodies that have been recovered from the burned out areas, only 2 have been identified with DNA evidence. You've heard that people had to jump into the ocean to escape the fire. They had nowhere else to go. I finally saw some video that people took of that. They were in the water for hours, covering their mouths to try to not breathe in the smoke. And it got dark out. That is scary. Imagine if you had young kids too. One reason why the fires were so strong is there are a lot of non-native plants around there. There used to be a ton of sugarcane on the island, but the last sugar plantation closed in 2016. So that land is now full of non-native species, most of it from Africa. It makes up 25% of the landmass in Maui. And these plants happen to be drought resistant and highly flammable. Between 30 and 50 people robbed a Nordstrom in Southern California. They made off with over $100,000 in luxury items in a matter of seconds, and no one can do anything about it. The mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass, well, they can, just choose not to. The mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass, called the robbery absolutely unacceptable. But is it? They accept it. There was another robbery in Southern California at the Yves Saint Laurent store in Los Angeles. $300,000 in stolen items. But nothing bad will happen to anyone. Paul McCartney said that there is a demo from 1978 with John Lennon's voice on it, and he was going to release it at the end of the year as the final Beatles record. But someone on the internet used artificial intelligence to create an entirely new song from scratch, all with Lennon's voice. It's pretty good, actually. It's called Everybody But You. So what's the music industry going to do now? Who owns this song? Who gets paid for this song? And this is one reason why the Hollywood actors are on strike. By the way, over 100 days, no progress. But one day, all the executives are going to say, actors? Who needs them? And speaking of music, a real person, Oliver Anthony, guy from middle of nowhere, Virginia, his friend had him record a song for his YouTube channel, and it blew up. He now has the number 1, 2, 3, 6, 10, and 11 songs on YouTube. He's a real person with real music and a real story to share. Get ready to hear the name, Oliver Anthony. Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on hollywoodtakeover.com/bill. That's hollywoodtakeover.com/BILL.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Monday, we Americans are not a subtle people, generally speaking. And now we are very divided, both socially and politically. So there is little persuasion going on because many people don't listen to views they don't approve of. The old adage that I have resurrected is, people believe what they want to believe, the facts be damned. Now, that situation can hurt you. So let's analyze the two most famous political figures in America who are both getting hurt because they believe what they want to believe. First, Donald Trump. He believes the election of 2020 was rigged. It doesn't matter all of the investigations done by the individual states. It doesn't matter that even his own advisors told him there wasn't enough fraud to overturn the vote. There was some, no doubt about it. But Trump believed what he wanted to believe, and now he's in big trouble with the feds. Joe Biden. There's no question Joe Biden helped his son and brother amass tens of millions of dollars from foreign concerns. But Biden doesn't want to believe he did it, so he lies about it. And that could very well bring him down. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name and town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Jim Curtis, Covina, California. We are now a communist country. Look around. Citizen in Washington jails for no crimes. Prove me wrong. Number one, I can't prove you wrong, but I can say we have a capitalist economy here, not a communist economy. So you think that people are in Washington jails for no crimes on January 6th? That's your opinion, and you're entitled to it. But I don't believe we are a communist country. I think the far left would like us to be, but not yet. Arthur from NE, Guilford, New Hampshire. Why is the Hyde Amendment not in effect when the Pentagon offers abortion assistance to the military? The Pentagon will only pay for an abortion if the mother's life is in danger and it's certified by military physicians. They do not pay for abortions at the Pentagon. That's the Hyde Amendment. Kathy Colson, Boise, Idaho, just finished The United States of Trump and enjoyed the book very much. Laughed out loud at some of your funny lines because of your deep knowledge of Donald Trump. Some of your insights are worth considering more. The sequences were especially helpful as the context of the last year. Though no one can know or write assuredly, I'm so baffled by most things that Trump readily acclaims as his personal views. Complicated man. No doubt about it. United States of Trump, I say humbly, best book ever written about Donald Trump. No idea, not a shred of ideology in it. Fact, 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 fact. Peter Dobelman, Omaha, Nebraska. Your discussions with Geraldo are fascinating and insightful. Please continue and have them. We will. Terry Myers, Richmond, Virginia. Where is Bernie Goldberg? Bernie's kind of semi-retired. He does website stuff, but doesn't like to do a lot of TV anymore. Maybe he doesn't like me anymore. I don't know. But we got Geraldo to replace Bernie on the media. In a moment, something you might not know.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 87 years ago today, 20,000 Americans gathered in Kentucky to see a convicted murderer hanged in the town square. It would be the last public execution in U.S. history. Here is the story. The practice of hanging criminals dates back to ancient Greece. It was considered a more humane method of execution than stoning or beheading. In the 16th century, hanging became the maximum punishment in England. The procedure was then exported to the British colonies in the New World. As I write in my upcoming book, Killing the Witches, 19 human beings were hanged in Salem for the crime of witchcraft. In the summer of 1936, a man named Rainey Bethea confessed to the rape and murder of a 70-year-old woman. The case became a national scandal. Rainey was black, the victim white, the local sheriff a woman. After a speedy trial, it took the jury just 4 minutes to return with a verdict, and the sentence was death by hanging. On August 14th, Rainey was given his final meal, fried chicken, pork chops, mashed potatoes, cucumbers, cornbread, lemon pie, and ice cream. He was then walked into the town square and hanged before thousands of cheering spectators. Despite some condemnation from the public, it was a new technology that brought executions indoors, electricity. Throughout the 1920s and 30s, prisons replaced the noose with electric chairs. The chair was the default method of capital punishment in America until the states began using gas and lethal injections. And here's something else you might not know. Just one state in the Union still allows prisoners on death row to choose hanging as their ultimate punishment. That state is New Hampshire. While criminals can opt to hang from the neck until dead in the Granite State, it is still carried out in private, as it should be. Executions are not spectator sports. Back after this.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and 2 children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.